I can't talk about other schools. I can say that our school, it is minor. We do deal with incidents throughout the day, but most of those are petty playground incidents, and we haven't dealt with any serious bullying incidents now for the past 2 years.
That leads on to my next question then. How much of reported bullying is kids being kids and just having a petty argument in the playground? And how much is actually bullying?
Well, take it the other way. We do take bullying very seriously, but there is an element of children being children, of seven-year-olds being seven-year-olds, and they are children and they can be childish. And that can overspill and can be end up with name-calling or acts of physical violence, fights happen in our playground. But whether they're sustained, whether they're continuous, and whether they can then be called bullying, I quite often doubt.
We've seen an excellent assembly today and the kids have put some excellent performances on. How will doing something like that help in the long term?
Well, it's quite funny you ask, because in the short term it had the opposite effect. We had a lot of children who suddenly became very aware of the word bullying, and all of a sudden everything was them being bullied. But what we actually found was that in the long term, the pupils had a better understanding of what bullying was, and therefore there were less incidents of what we as teachers would call bullying in the school. And the children have got along with each other a lot better since we started doing it last year.
And what would be your message to children who maybe feel are being bullied and don't really think they can speak to anyone? What would you say to them?
It's a really simple answer, but it's quite a difficult thing to do, especially for the child. You've got to tell someone. You've got to tell someone. Doesn't matter who it is, tell someone. And that way we can get the information, and any information helps us, and then we can deal with it.